forever. Dog.
Hey, everybody. I'm Hal Lublin.
And I'm Mark Gagliardi from The Thrilling Adventure Hour. This episode you're about to listen to might sound a little different from some of the episodes that you've heard. Why is that, Hal?
It is because during our mandatory lockdown, our safer at home period here in Los Angeles, Ben Blacker and Ben Acker reached out to the Work Juice players and said, we want to do a live show streaming on the internet, everybody from their homes to raise money for charity. And everybody immediately wrote back and said, yes. The audio may sound a little bit odd. That's because everybody's on computers and some of them are on headphone mics. Some of them are on regular mics. We did not do this in the studio, nor did we do it together in a theater. We are all in our own home doing a show broadcasting live over the internet, but it still came out great, and we hope you enjoy.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America. The Work Juice Corporation and Patriot Brand Cigarettes proudly present the Two-Fisted Adventures of Jefferson Reed, Ace American. News on parade. Dateline, the Philippines. Men of the 1st Cavalry go ashore at Dumaguete. 1st Naval guns shell the batteries, driving the enemy. But our boys aren't alone in their fight for freedom. American wives are doing their part, too. In Britain, the wives of the 21st Airborne Division hold a bake sale to support their brave husband soldiers. These red, white, and blue cookies have joined the fight against Hitler. In movie land, the stars do their part. Why, who's that handsome fellow smoking a Patriot brand cigarette?
It's like smoking the American flag. I'm Errol Flynn.
Dateline, Dusseldorf. There's a clandestine war going on deep within the European stage, where American forces are bolstered unseen by the president's spies and saboteurs. In a bunker just beneath the Liberty Bell, the commander of the cloak and dagger outfit, General Rex Flagwell, had this to say.
Get your floats parade ready, America. We're winning this war.
That's good news, America. So sleep soundly tonight and every night, confident in the knowledge that one morning
Sweet
you'll
cake.
Rise and shine to find you live in a victorious nation.
General Flagwell, I have Agent Adams on the horn for you.
Sweet Cajun fire. Must be something afoot in Dusseldorf. Put her through, man.
Yes, sir.
Agent Adams, Abigail, did you find our boy? Did you find Brownie Finn?
General Flagwell, I've infiltrated the Brunhold Castle. No sign of... Hey, who's that?
Agent Adams, what's your situation?
Kraut!
Dirty Kraut.
Transmission's gone dead, General.
Damnable Nazis. Sweet Cajun fire, Harrington. Don't just stand there.
No, sir.
Get me a cigarette. Make it a Patriot brand. And get me an ashtray. Make it two ashtrays. And get me the man who inhales stars and exhales stripes. Get me, Jefferson Reed, Ace American.
Jefferson Reed, Ace American, righteous defender of democracy. No more virtuous American exists to propagate the patriotic paradigms of his revered nation. With the strength of John Henry and the wisdom of the founding fathers, Jefferson Reed is as precisely American as mom, apple pie, and his nation's favorite pastime.
Come in, Agent Reed. Agent Reed, come in, Agent Reed. Agent Reed, come in. Come in, Agent Reed.
Hello, Flagwell, you old warhorse.
Where are you, Jefferson? Your nation needs you.
Well, right now, my nation needs me to cheer on the Fort Wayne lassies. These gals sure can swing a bat.
Agent Reed, there's trouble in Dusseldorf. It's Agent Adams.
Abby's in the field? I thought she was organizing a bake sale. Why wasn't I told?
Well, it was a covert op, Jefferson.
And Abby's my best girl, General. Why, if anything's happened to her...
Well, that's just it, Agent Reed. We're afraid she may have been compromised in Dusseldorf.
Be it my girlfriend, my mother, or my country, no one compromises the women in my life.
Agent Reed, the reason we sent in Agent Adams, well, it was to rescue Brownie Finn.
My sidekick, Brownie Finn?
I'm afraid so.
I thought he was away at camp.
Well, he was in the field, too.
Flagwell, when they say women and children first, they're not referring to sending them to their Nazi-affected deaths. Why didn't you send me on this op in the first place, sir?
It was a covert op, Agent Reed, and Vitus Brunhold already knows your face far too well.
Not as well as he'll know it once I'm through with him.
Rendezvous point Omega, Agent Reed.
Omega. That's the best one. Sorry, Fort Wayne lassies. I need it elsewhere.
From America's heartland to deep behind enemy lines, that bastion of American spirit soars to the rescue. But will Jefferson Reed arrive at the Castle Brunehold in time? Find out! After this word from Patriot Brand Cigarettes.
The drums of war roll on. Here at home, drums of tobacco roll on for the war effort. American tobacco crops are being shipped daily to plants where, due to special dispensation from the government, boys and girls can finally pitch in and help America. The little fingers of the littlest patriots are best for rolling fine American tobacco into Patriot brand cigarettes. So support the nearly men and women doing the work Dad left behind and blow smoke in the face of the Axis countries by purchasing Patriot brand cigarettes. Patriot brand cigarettes, they're good for your constitution. We now return you to Act Two of Jefferson Reed, Ace American.
As the high-flying hero soars ever eastward, we take you to his destination, that den of antipathy, where Herr Dr. Vitus Brunehold enacts his exacting villainy.
Ach, mein henchmen! What a fine collection of Americana spies we have! De Pinnipker spy is chained to the wall of my lab, not feet from the little boy spy she was sent for. Soon their country will fall as easily as them.
Brownie!
Hiya, Miss Adams. I'm awful sorry I got you in this fix.
What happened, Brownie? You were supposed to be using your Aryan good looks to infiltrate the Hitler Youth in Munich.
I guess I wound up on skirt patrol, Miss Adams.
Oh, damned crab baby suckers. Can't say as I did much better, Brownie. This rescue mission is a real wash.
We'll get out of this jam, Miss Adams. We've been in worse.
You will not get out of this jam. Henchman, flip the switch. Not all of you. Come on. Steven, flip it.
What are you doing to him, you son of unmarried parents?
First, we mutate your body using the Rasputin formula. Mid this process, we can turn the smallest baby into a hulking berserker! You hear that? Those are his bones expanding and the muscles growing and resetting around him. I hear it is more painful than anything you can imagine. Meet your limited American imagination. Which is reserved, is it not, for the ice cream and the fishing poles?
You monster!
Your friend is a monster now. Up them!
He's hideous!
Uh-oh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The horrible Rasputin process saps the will almost entirely. Almost. But using the information we gleaned from the Ark of the Covenant, we have that now, by the way, we will take the rest of his will from him. Making him the perfect Ubermensch for the Fatherland. Isn't that right, Brownie?
Yes, Master.
See?
No, Brownie, no!
And the famed fate awaits you, Fräulein.
Is that, Herr Brunehold?
Jefferson Reed, Ace American!
Oh, Jeff, thank goodness!
No need to thank goodness, Abby. Thank the good old U.S. of A. Fly Zone and the nuns at St. Agricola of Avignon School for Orphans for teaching me right from wrong. Also, thank Patriot Brand Cigarettes.
Remind me to thank them once we're back on the right side of the Atlantic.
I will. Now, as for you, Ratsy, drop your weapon and have your henchmen put their hands up. Starting with the ugly brute by your side. Mrs. Roosevelt, Churchill, and de Gaulle would like a few words with you in English and in English and in French.
I think not, Jefferson Reed. You are surrounded. Do you not notice this? You come in shouting the orders like the Führer himself when you are outnumbered by several dozen.
Jeff can take down several dozen before breakfast and without breaking a sweat, Hans. Easily, that's... I mean to say.
Yeah, I understand. And you have much bravado for a lady who is chained to a wall.
And you're a dirty kraut, you dirty kraut.
That's telling them, doll.
Yeah, well, as I was saying to the Ace American here, there is one you cannot take down. The rest of you henchmen, watch this. Steven, get the camera. Brownie, attack to kill.
Yes, master.
See?
Hold your ideologically corrupt horses, Brunhold. Did you say Brownie?
Oh, Jeff, that troll of an ogre of a man isn't a man at all. Your sidekick Brownie mutated by Nazi science.
Say it ain't so, Brownie.
Kill you.
See? Smile.
As the Leica German military camera does its work to record the wartime horror of sidekick pitted against hero, we pause to bring you a word from the World Juice Corporation.
Darn this darn war.
Say, Susie Homemaker, that's mighty strong language for a lady.
Errol Flam.
That's right, it's me. Now, what's got you down in the mouth?
It's all this gosh darn rationing.
Please, the language. Pretend it's church and tell me, what is it? What's wrong?
What good is my husband doing on the front lines if I don't even have enough blue points for a canister of cheese, much less meat? My children need meat and beef to grow.
Well, don't run to that meat legger just yet, my dear, because the Workers Corporation understands that times are difficult and no family should go hungry while they use it up. Wear it out, make it do or do without. To that end, bean technologists at the Workers Corporation have developed a new kind of meat made from unroasted, unripened beans, and the company grows all over South America and named for the colorful moniker given it in the Army's chow mobile. Java burgers will sate your family's hunger for dinner. And you'll also love... No, you go.
I love that aroma, Errol.
Is it me? And you'll also love the jolt of energy they get from every bite of Java Burger. The Workers Corporation, keeping dinner regular even during wartime. I should know. I'm Alfred. We now return you to Jefferson Reed, Ace American.
Brownie Finn, the Star-Spangled Boy! Youthful defender of democracy, orphaned at an early age and adopted by the government to aid in the United States Adorability Initiative, Brownie Finn quickly found another calling as the kid sidekick to Jefferson Reed, Ace American. And now said sidekick, senseless and strengthened by sickening SS science, strangles the super patriot savagely.
Brownie, no!
Brownie? Brownie! Brownie! Brownie, listen to me. Listen to me now. How many stripes are there on Old Glory? How many stripes?
Thirteen?
Are you sure?
13.
That's right, son. Say it again.
13, Ace.
13. And how many stars?
48, Ace.
One star for every shining state in the nation. Been that way since 1912, hasn't it, Brownie?
Since we annexed Arizona and New Mexico, Ace.
And we'll keep on adding those stars as long as there are independent geographical entities that need American succor. Why, maybe someday... we'll even add a star for Germany.
You would not.
Don't tempt me.
Kill him, monster kinder. Stop breaking free of my mind control.
You don't control him anymore, Brunhold. One thing you can bend, but you can't break, is the American spirit.
Sorry, he bent my American spirit for a minute back there, Ace.
It's not your fault, Brownie. These Nazis aren't playing by any civilized rules.
What do you know of civilization, Ace American?
I know there's such a thing as common decency. I know fellas who use their family fortunes to buy war bonds to support Joe Blisterfoot out on the front lines instead of holding up in an old crypt that stinks like a damp German shepherd.
Yeah, we just called them shepherds.
Here's what else I know, Herr Brunholt. I know that the only good kraut is a dead kraut, except for Franz Schubert, the unassuming master of melody whose strings quartet in D minor has moved me to big American tears.
Yeah, Schubert is a delight for all.
Hey, Ace, what say we make all these krauts into good krauts?
You read my mind, son.
Zowie! Nice punch, Ace! Watch this!
You nice punch, Brownie! Way to put those fritches through a wall!
Teach them to give a monstrous body like this to an American boy!
Let me get those chains off you, Eddie.
Oh, Jefferson, look out! Those lousy krauts Brownie sent through the wall are back, and they've got... Is that a 9-foot cannon belching through the hellfire?
That's a Panzer Faust 660. But it looks like Brunholtz jerry-rigged his own modifications.
We just call it rigged. And I have rigged it with firepower from hell itself, my Yankee Doodles. Would you like to know what it feels like? For you will right now! Fire, mine henchmenches! Schnell! Schnell, Steven!
As the nefarious Nazi's doomsday device spits its hellfire towards our intrepid heroes, we bring you a word from the World Juice Corporation.
Hello, kids. General Rex Flagwell here to remind you what loose lips do. They sink ships. Ships are an important part of your complete armed forces. But keep those lips tight. Your friends may be your enemies and your family. Of course, you can trust your family, but kids, is that really your family? Maybe. You never know during times like these, so in these times like these, keep an eye on Mom and Dad. And if you're not sure about them, give your old Uncle Sam a call and let's get sure together. Sweet Cajun fire, it's time for the exciting conclusion of Jefferson Reed, Ace American.
News on parade! Deadline, Dusseldorf! Fateful fireworks can be heard from the baleful Castle Brunholt for miles around. Horrible hellfire hurled at our heroes. Will the Axis's most malicious mad scientist succeed in ending his enemies' lives without leaving the comfort of his capital keep?
And now to shoot you!
Ace, look out!
What have you done, Brunholt? What have you done?
Ach, it was not mine intention that the Ubermensch would jump into the path of the deadly hellfire.
Brownie, speak to me, son.
Is that my paw, Ace?
It sure is, Brownie. It sure is.
I got the most awful headache, Pa. It hurts something fierce.
Do something, Jeff. Help him.
I don't think I can. Because Brownie's going to be just fine. Isn't that right, Brownie?
My Pa's getting closer. He's calling out to me from his steamship. Should I go with him? Should I, Ace?
Yeah. You go ahead, kid.
I'm coming, Pa. Ace said it's okay. So I'm coming.
Dead.
Well, he was a monster.
There's only one monster here, Brunholt. Because of you, Brownie will never be old enough to smoke a Patriot brand cigarette.
Please stop walking toward me, Ace American.
He'll never feel the fervid resolve of work juice coursing through his all-American veins.
Henchman! Henchman! Steven!
Hate to burst your bubble, Kraut, but I just kicked the Kraut cans of every Kraut henchman in the whole Kraut place.
Sorry for chaining you up.
Too little too late, Kraut. Now, smoke this hell cannon like a Patriot brand cigarette.
Mein Panzerfaust!
Abby! You can't shoot him in the face with a hellfire cannon?
Oh, thank you, Ace American. I surrender. Please, please, take me to your Geneva Convention.
No, Abby, the recoil could take your head clean off, and your head is far too pretty to lose. Let me help you hold it. What do you say?
I say, God bless America.
Long may she wave, you monster.
Nine!
Some Ryukawa, huh?
Yeah, it is really strong.
Agent Reed? Agent Reed, come in, Agent Reed. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, General. Mission accomplished.
Sweet Cajun fare. That's great to hear. I'll send a pickup to rendezvous point Theta.
Oh, Jeff. Theta.
Where we first met.
Yeah. Thought you'd like that. Extraction for three.
General. Brownie, he didn't make it.
Oof. For two, then. 2,200 hours.
Could you make it 2,100 hours, sir? My best girl and I have a ball game to catch.
No, but we'll make the ball game start an hour later.
Oh, Jeff, I love you. And America.
Long may she wave, Abby. Long may she wave.
This has been another episode of Jefferson Reed, Ace American, brought to you by Patriot Brand Cigarettes and the Work Juice Corporation. Work Juice and Cigarettes, keeping America awake, productive, and ready for action for over 50 years.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.